أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أكفاركم خير من أولئكم أم لكم براءة في الزبر أم يقولون نحن جميع منتصر سيهزم الجمع ويولون الدبر بل الساعة موعدهم والساعة أدهى وأمر إن المجرمين في ضلال وسعر يوم يسحبون في النار على وجوههم ذوقوا مس سقر إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر وما أمرنا إلا واحدة كلمح بالبصر ولقد أهلكنا أشياعكم فهل من مدكر وكل شيء فعلوه في الزبر وكل صغير وكبير مستطر إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Address made to the Quraysh. Are your kuffar any better than they, these previous nations that we had destroyed? Or do you have an immunity in the revealed books, in the sacred books? Do you have any type of immunity that you are immune to any type of punishment and accountability? Or do they say that we are a multitude that can stand and defend itself? So the multitudes will be put to flight and they will turn away. No, Qiyamah is their promised time, and Qiyamah is most gruesome and most bitter. Indeed, the sinners are lost and mad. Presently, the sinners, the kuffar, they say about the believers that they are mad, they don't know what they are doing. But the decision of Allah Ta'ala is that these sinners, these kuffar, really they are lost and they are mad. The day they will be dragged through the fire on their faces, and it will be said to them, taste the touch of fire, and everything have we created in due proportion. Everything from an ant to the skies to the heavens, everything is in due shape and proportion. What was appropriate for it, Allah Ta'ala gave it that type of shape and that type of proportion. The time, the shape, the characteristic, everything has been measured, calculated. And our command is just a single command, like the twinkling of an eye. And we have destroyed people similar to you. We have destroyed your likes. And is there anyone to receive admonition? And all things that they do, everything that they do, is recorded in the book of deeds. And every small and big matter is in record. Indeed, the righteous will be amidst gardens and rivers in the highest position in the presence of the King, most powerful and mighty. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, He has taught the Quran, created man and taught him the ability of speech and expression. The sun and the moon move causes that are perfectly calculated, and the creeping plants and the trees both bow down in adoration of Allah Ta'ala. And the heaven have we raised, and we had set up the balance, that don't transgress in the balance, and weigh with justice, and don't you ever weigh short in balance. And the earth have we spread out for our creation, therein are fruit, and date palm with spades to enclose the fruit. And grains, again, they have also something to enclose the grain, call it the chaff, call it the straw, but something to protect and to enclose the grain. And sweet-smelling plants, then which of the favors of your Rabb will you deny? Rasulullah Paksam had recited Surah Ar-Rahman to a group of people, and there was no forthcoming response. So he exclaimed that the response of the jinnat was far greater and better than your response. For whenever I came across the verse, which of the favors of your Rabb will you deny? Then they all replied that, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ آلَائِكَ يَا رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبُ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, that we do not deny any of your favors, O our Rabb, and all praise be to you. Allah Ta'ala starts off the Surah Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, and then he speaks about the greatest favor, and that is the Quran. Amongst all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the favor that is most distinguished, most conspicuous, and the greatest is the Quran. This is the pride of this ummah, and this is the book that gives you understanding, distinguishes you from an animal and a beast, gives you a direction in life, gives you the comfort of both the worlds, the comfort, the serenity, and the peace of both the planes, that is this life and the next, is in the Quran. And then further, after teaching the Quran, creating mankind, he had given him the ability of expressing himself, speech, and the ability of expressing himself. This is again unique to mankind. Every other creation has got some understanding about nature, about taking care of itself, its physical needs, and that's about all. More than its physical needs, it doesn't have any other understanding. So the only thing that it has is some of its physical needs, and then it follows its instinct. But mankind has been blessed with the knowledge of the glory and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he can understand that, he can comprehend this, and communicate this to the rest of the creation. So this is that unique ability that Allah ta'ala has blessed him with, to understand and comprehend things of a higher level, the glory of Allah ta'ala, the greatness of Allah ta'ala, the majesty and kindness of Allah ta'ala, then to understand it, to comprehend this, and then to communicate and pass it on to others. Then this is something unique that is with mankind. Then marvel at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, sun and the moon, all move on causes perfectly calculated. From the time that we know of the sun and the moon, they move in a cause that has been perfectly calculated. You don't hear of the sun taking 1 minute more to cover its routine, cover its rotation, nor do you hear that the moon moved off its course, perfectly calculated from the time that they have been created to this day. You don't see them moving off the course. Then all type of plants, and then within the plant there is a fodder for animals like the chaff and the straw, etc. And within the same crop is food for mankind, the grain. So food for you and food for your animal within the same crop. وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْعَصْفِ وَالْرَيْحَانِ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَارِ. It's created mankind out of clay, a clay that is sounding, like how you have a clay pot and how it sounds. So man has been created from clay, that he is sounding clay, and created jinnat from a flame of fire, then which of the favors of your Rabb will you deny? The Rabb of both the east and the Rabb of both the west. And which of the favors of your Rabb will you deny? And he has let free both the flowing bodies of water. He has let free both the flowing bodies of water meeting together, yet between them is a barrier. Each one doesn't transgress its barrier. Which of the favors of your Rabb will you deny? Out of them come out pearls and coral. Then which of the favors of your Rabb will you deny? And for him are the ships, tall like mountains, sailing smoothly in the seas. Then which of the favors of your Rabb will you deny?